Washington Senators Maria Cantwell and Patty Murray came to the University of Washington yesterday to announce the launch of the largest smart grid demonstration project in the country. KUOW's Ashley Ahern has that story.
Smart grid is a catch-all term for something power providers are still trying to figure out. Namely, how do you use modern technology, like the internet, to manage how much power is flowing through the grid at any given time? If power suppliers could do that, they could better adapt to things like surges in power demand, say during a heat wave, for example, or surges in power supply, like during a big rush of hydropower after a spring snowmelt. Senator Maria Cantwell, who's running for re-election, calls the smart grid concept the operating system for electricity in the 21st century. The Northwest will be the home of the $178 million smart grid demonstration project, funded in part by stimulus money. It will roll out in 5 states, including Washington, Idaho, and Oregon, and will involve governmental agencies, researchers, private companies, and 11 utilities. Cantwell says the project will create 1,500 jobs.
All of these people working from training programs to workers on the line to substation mechanics are all part of a system upgrade that is going to help us in the future.
The smart grid project will collect data about energy use, and it will also help consumers manage their personal use of electricity. The University of Washington has put $10 million into the partnership. Jamie Rowe is part of a team of graduate students that is studying how real-time energy monitoring affects how much electricity people use. On the table in front of her is a device about the size of a bedside radio. It's connected to several lamps in the crowded room.
So this is the energy hub, and you can see on this device each appliance and how much energy it's using and then the costs associated with that.
And all this technology is web-based. Good news for the forgetful among us.
So if you leave your home and you forget to turn something on or off, you can do this remotely, and so this lamp should go off in a second.
Ro hits a button on her smartphone and a red lamp on the other side of the room turns off.
There we go.
Just like that, the goal of the smart grid project is to make managing everyone's power easier. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.